Hello everyone, my name is Mr. Johnson, I'm the Head Teacher of Information Technology, and welcome to Episode 6 of Tumby Talks, the official podcast of Tuggeralek Secondary College, Tumbiomi Campus. The last couple of weeks have been packed with events, so there will be a longer than usual report later on, just to give justice to everything that has been going on here at Tumbiomi Campus lately. But before we start Episode 6, I'd like to personally thank everyone who has liked and subscribed to our podcast. Your steady backing is muchly appreciated, and I would like to thank all our subscribers, both local and global, for their time and attention. As always, for the first part of our podcast, I'm joined by our proud campus principal, Ms. Bate, who will give us an update on some of the big events coming soon to Tumbiomi campus as we move towards the celebration part of the year. Welcome, Ms. Bate.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Johnson. It's great to be here. I'm actually really excited that we're finishing the year strong. So for the next 3 weeks, my calendar is absolutely packed. But before I tell you about what's coming up, I would like to just acknowledge we had a Year 6 parent evening last week, and it was a pleasure to see so many parents are already jumped on board the Tumby Talks podcast.
Oh, so excellent. That's great news.
Really good news. So, yes, we are finishing the year strong. I obviously know it's the end of the year when the cicadas are singing pretty loudly in our beautiful campus and the heat is on. I know we're heading towards Christmas. So for next week, being week 8, one thing that I'm really, really, really excited about is our student leaders. So Cameron and Jess have organised a student leadership conference, and they've called the conference Rise Up. So it will be a full day affair for invited students only. And it's really about student voice, asking them to rise up, shape our future, and to speak up. The highlight or the keynote speaker for that day will be the fabulous Molly Picklam, the Australian pro surfer. And we're so privileged to have her as an alumni professional athlete to give of her time and knowledge to our Tumby students. So I haven't met Molly in person, so I'm personally very excited about that.
As a former teacher of Molly, she's a fantastic human being.
I've heard so many good things, so she will be definitely well received and well welcomed back here at Tumbiomi campus. On Tuesday, something that's exciting as well, we have around about, 200 students, might be a bit less than that, who are invited to come along and be a part of a focus group for a student voice survey. And there's a range of questions that are being asked by external providers about how they find our school, what could we do better, what do we do really well, lots of things. So I'm excited as well to see what the results will be from that. That will help inform our professional learning and where we actually move forward to in 2025. Another highlight of my term four calendar will take place for me on Friday, and that's our Tumby support unit will have their graduation breakfast. That's a lovely, lovely time and yes, a bit sad. We have Year 10 and their parents and carers come and enjoy a beautiful breakfast. We reflect on the year and we wish them all the very best as they transition over to the entrance campus. But sometimes it's filled with tears because they really do love being here. And it's sad to see them go because they are definitely characters of our school that make a big impact with me personally. So, but once again, it's a highlight. Then moving on to week 9. So we're only a 10-week term, the second last week of term. Our child studies course, part of their program is to run and host and plan an event, and they will be planning an event on that Monday for staff kids. So the little kids will come along for a Christmas party. They put a lot of effort into that. There's lot of thought, and they really do take that quite seriously, and it's an accessible task, but it's fun to see them mixing with the little students.
As a parent, my child, admittedly 11 years ago, was part of that, and she still remembers it as an event here at school.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So lovely. On Thursday of week 9, we have Positive Rewards Day, and that's an acknowledgement. They're going to the cinema. I'm not quite sure what movie they're going to see, but they're heading to the cinema, so it'll be nice and cool, and that's to reward all those students who have been respectful, responsible, shown integrity and fairness throughout the year. and they deserve to be acknowledged. So I'm sure they're excited for that day. Friday will be a rehearsal day, setting the hall up for the following Monday, because we will have the Year 10 graduation assembly and we'll also have excellence assemblies on that Monday. So that's what we're heading towards to end the year strong.
Cheers and tears on that day too.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Bate, for coming on and giving us an insight of what's coming up here at Tumbiyamba Campus. It's a very packed schedule before the end of term. So
absolutely, but that's the way we like it.
It is. We wouldn't have it any other way.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi there, guys. My name is Mr. Jessen, and I'm here today to talk about the Gold Coast Marine Studies trip that we took on the Friday of week two, and we went up to Queensland for 5 days. It started bright and early on the Friday morning. The kids had to be here at 5:30 a.m., so there was a few tired faces when they pulled up and a few sleepy faces. We met our bus driver, Adam, and we hopped on the bus, and Jade, can you tell me, was the bus ride as bad as you're expecting it to be all the way up to Queensland?
The bus was really good. We love our bus driver, Adam.
Okay, he was a pretty cool dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was playing music for us.
Yeah.
He's great.
He was a good guy. We got up to Queensland and the first thing that we did, we had to obviously check into our accommodation, and then we went to a park that had a nice enclosed pool and we had a barbecue. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was good, and we got to go swimming.
Excellent. So that was day one. That we had a really good day. The kids were a bit tired when we got up to Queensland, but we woke up bright and early on day two, and we actually went to Currumbin Wildlife Park, Wildlife Sanctuary. Abby, can you tell us a little bit about what you did at the Wildlife Sanctuary?
We just walked around and looked at the animals.
Yep, that's all right. What was your favourite animal?
Probably the red panda. I think that's what it was. I don't think that's what it was. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Then we went to Aquasplash after the wildlife park.
Yeah.
What did you do at Aquasplash?
We went on the slides. It was really good, and it was bigger than the one at Gosford. Went on the swings and fell off the things. It was really fun.
Okay. Did you see Mr. Jessen get pushed into the water a couple of times?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting a little picked on, wasn't I? Yeah, so we went to there. And then after we went to the Aquasplash, before we had dinner at Grilled, we went to the Harbour Town, the Harbour Town Outlets, yeah. Yep. What was your favourite thing that you did there?
Probably shop.
And what did you get?
I got some clothes, and that's it, shirts, tops.
Okay. Mr. Jessen got some new jeans, some new Levi jeans. He was pretty happy with that purchase. Yeah. So it was a really good time there. Yeah. And then dinner at Grilled. Did you get your staple at Grilled? What do you normally get at Grilled?
I don't like Grilled.
You don't like Grilled?
No. I didn't enjoy it there.
Can we edit that bit out? All right. So the next day after that, we went all the way back down to Byron Bay. It was a really early start because of the hour time difference with daylight saving. So we actually lost an hour. So we had to get up bright and early and headed down to Byron Bay, where we did a number of different activities. One of the activities was a learning to surf lesson that went for 3 hours. Frankie, can you tell us a little bit about your learn to surf session?
We did like a talk where they told us about like what the ocean is and everything. And then we did a learn to surf where me and my friends rode each other's surfboards. And I helped my friend surf.
Yeah, you were pretty gun at the surfing, weren't you, in our group in terms of, you don't be modest now, come on.
Yeah, sure.
So Frankie was actually one of the ones that was actually helping the girls get onto waves. You and Talia, wasn't it? You and Talia tried to do a tandem surf on one of the waves.
Yeah, Talia tried to jump on my surfboard while we were catching the wave.
It was quite entertaining. While we were down at Byron Bay, we also went on a walk up to the lighthouse. It was about a 5K walk, was it, Cade?
Yeah, it was. It was a struggle for me as well because I hurt my leg. And it was like I was at the back of the line just struggling going up the hill.
Yeah, and then when you got up to the top, the lighthouse is pretty cool up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Got some cool photos on my camera. And then we got a drink from the cafe.
Yep. Did you, when you were going up, I know my group, we got to see whales and dolphins and that sort of thing. Did your group see anything like that?
No, unfortunately not. We didn't.
Missed out. Our group went earlier in the day, and I think it was nice time in the morning to see all that sort of stuff. Then after we went to Byron Bay, we went back to Burley Heads to have dinner, but it didn't turn out so good, did it?
Yeah, no, it didn't, because it was really cold and I was going to bring a jumper, but then I was mad because I was just too cold. And then we found this staircase and we were all just sitting around there looking weird and everyone giving us...
Yeah, so it did get a bit windy and we were supposed to be having pizzas on the headland there at Burley Heads, and the wind picked up and it got a bit chilly, and after being in the sun all day, it really, really was quite cold. So after the Byron Bay day, we had a day at Wet n Wild. Liam, what was your favourite ride at Wet n Wild?
I don't remember what the rides were called. It was a big swirly one, went down to, it was like a toilet, got flushed, moaning the lifeguards' names, going down the slide. That was pretty fun.
Excellent. All right, Liam, pass it on to Broden.
All right, thanks for having me, everybody.
Broden, the next day, our last full day up there before the bus ride home, we went to SeaWorld, and you did a couple of different activities at SeaWorld. Do you want to tell us a little bit about those?
We went into the reef tank and swam the sharks and stingrays. That was pretty cool. And then we also went to the dolphin show, which was on there, and our group went to the seal show as well.
Yeah, so the seal show was pretty cool. They have a number of different seals there, and they did a lot of tricks and stuff like that. When you're in the reef tank, there were white tip sharks, black tip sharks, carpet sharks, leopard sharks, eagle rays, stingrays. Were any of them scary?
No, they're pretty cool, except we couldn't touch them.
Yeah, so it's a pretty cool experience, and I think it's one that you guys really enjoyed, and I saw a lot of groups enjoying it. While you're at SeaWorld, you also got to go on a couple of the rides.
Yep.
Now, while some of them were down, which one was your favourite?
Probably the Leviathan.
Yeah, so that was the biggest wooden roller coaster in the Southern Hemisphere, I think.
Yep.
That was a pretty cool one. We spent the day at SeaWorld and... the dolphin show. We finished up at the dolphin show all together.
Yes.
They're pretty cool, aren't they, those dolphins?
Pretty smart.
Yeah, they're real smart, aren't they? So that was a really good way to finish the trip, the last full day there. So after we finished up at Wet n Wild, that was our last full day, and we woke up the next morning and hit the road and got the bus all the way back. So out of everything we did, Broden, what was your favourite part?
Probably SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, excellent. Liam, out of the whole trip, what was your favourite part?
Definitely going down the water slides, because it was really fun and the lifeguards loved us.
Cade, what was your favourite part?
My favourite part was probably the same for Liam's, because just going down the water slides, just
having fun with having fun with your mates.
Back up for twice, and then we did it again.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty fun.
Frankie, what was your favourite part?
Probably SeaWorld or Wet n Wild.
Okay, why?
I liked swimming with the animals and going on the rides, Wet n Wild.
Yeah, okay, cool. Abby, did you have a favourite part?
Yeah, probably the surfing.
Yeah? Which group? You're in the Year 9 girl group, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was... The surf wasn't great, but we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty big.
How many times did you stand up?
Three.
Three times. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of
myself. Two and a half?
Yeah, two and a half.
Jade, what about you? What was your favourite part?
The surfing as well, because it was funny seeing everyone get smashed.
Fair enough. All right, well, that was our trip to the Gold Coast, and I think everyone that came had a really good time, and we really enjoyed ourselves, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again in 2 years' time.
To finish our episode, I'm going to try and give you an insight into some of the big events that occurred in week 6 for our school community. Last Tuesday, our entire Year 10 cohort visited our senior campus for their orientation day in preparation for Year 11 in 2025. This day gave our students a glimpse of what life is like in the senior years of their schooling, as well as what is expected of them in terms of things like attendance and their study habits. There were a few surprises from students regarding workloads, but overall, the students returned more confident of their ability to be successful in Stage 6 in the coming years. The next day, the Wednesday of week 6, is one of the biggest days on our calendar when we host our incoming students from our partner primary school so the students themselves can become familiar with their new surroundings as well as starting to build the relationships with their new high school teachers. At the conclusion of the day, we hosted a parent information night here at Tumbiyama campus to give our incoming year 7 parents some valuable information about navigating the high school environment, some of them for the very first time. This started the 4-year relationship that we'll have with our incoming Year 7 students and parents. On that same day, Year 10 students started their Year 10 camp to the Great Aussie Bush Camp in Tea Gardens, which went for 3 days. This camp was an amazing experience for all who attended, especially the students who saw some of our staff out of their comfort zone. On the Thursday, while the Year 10 students continued to enjoy their camp, Year 9 were treated to the fun and merriment of Luna Park, where there were lots of screams and cheers as well as lots of laughs and memories made. The sledgehammer was a particularly favourite ride, with some students going on it 7 or 8 times. Unfortunately, the 8th time was not quite the charm for one of our students, but that story will stay on tour at Luna Park. On the Thursday evening at our senior campus, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students performed at Galungfest, an annual cultural celebration. I'll read out a report from Miss Lincoln about the celebration. Wow, what a night. We are so proud of our students who performed last night at Galungfest. Their behaviour, the way they support each other, and just how proud they are at representing Aboriginal culture, they were amazing. There were lots of nerves to begin with, especially because a few of our younger students had to step up to leadership roles with Year 10 away at camp. Tyson was awesome at leading the Didge Boys, not only last night, but all through the rehearsal. His words of encouragement and expertise really helped our younger Year 7s gain the confidence to perform. I could not speak highly enough of each and every one of our students, as they all brought their own special something to the group, and they are so fantastic to work with. Thank you to everyone who could make it to watch the celebration. The students love seeing you there and feeling the love and support. Thank you to those students who could drop in through rehearsals and other words of encouragement. It meant a lot, and the students are already pumped next year. Such a fantastic experience for our students and staff, and I'd like to thank Miss Lincoln, Miss Smith and Mr. Steffens for their ongoing support of their program. And on Friday, all of our Year 9 students participated in the Life Changer program, which focuses on prevention by empowering students to champion their own mental health and well-being. All students were captivated by the presentations and gained life-changing skills regarding maintaining their own mental fitness. So as you can tell, Term 4, Week 6 was a huge week here, but we wouldn't want it any other way. Okay, that concludes this episode of Tumby Talks. Join us next time for our final episode of the year as we farewell Year 10 and we celebrate the annual achievements of our excelling students at the Excellence Assemblies. Until then, be curious, be creative, and stay safe. Bye for now for the team.